Hi there, I'm Janet Quinlan, and this is Finding Joy in Motherhood, the podcast for women who are looking for practical tools and words of encouragement to create an orderly, joyful, faith, and virtue-driven home. I'll share tips to create mindset shifts that change the way you discipline your children, love your husband, and enjoy your day. This podcast is about coaching women to be the best woman God is calling her to be. I'm so glad you're here. So I'm recording this just before the new year, and we just did a two-day workshop on setting goals. New Year's is always the time when people really think more intentionally about setting goals. And I wanted to give you something to think about when you set goals. And that is, are you past or future focused? Let me explain what that means. If you're past focused, then maybe in your marriage, you remember all the ways that your husband disappoints you. They're very top of mind. Or maybe you see that your marriage has just kind of become mediocre and you're not happy about it, but it is what it is. Your thoughts may be, that is what it is now. Nothing's going to change. He loves me, but I don't feel connected. Marriage is the long game. Why live in the past of disappointments, disagreements, unmet expectations, or maybe even living in the shame or crushing hurt of infidelity and addictions? Rather than stay past focused on what is or what was, choose to be future focused. What new goals can you have for yourself so that you show up as a new woman and new wife for your sake? I'm not saying that you bear the burden of making your husband happy. He's responsible for his own feelings. But when you're future focused, you can be the woman who is happy. And when our husband is experiencing a woman who is happy, that often changes what they think and how they feel. And that requires setting goals for our future rather than living in the comfort or the discomfort of the past. Past focused is when we've decided our children are just strong-willed and aren't capable of listening to us or respecting us, and so we have given up the leadership role to the chaos of disorder. Maybe our thoughts are, my children are just special unicorns, and unlike everyone else's children, they're just so strong-willed that they can't listen or cooperate or make their beds or clean their rooms or take responsibility for jobs around the house. Newsflash, your children are like everyone else's children. They aren't particularly strong-willed, except you have nurtured their will by giving into them and strengthening it. So now they have expectations of continuing to live like a three-year-old in your home, where you do everything for them. That's definitely past focused. In your home management, instead of proclaiming you're a mess and being okay with dirty dishes and all kinds of junk around the house, decide to be future focused and set a goal. Set a goal to change. What kind of home do you want to live in? Have you ever asked yourself that? Or are you so busy living in the here and past that you haven't even considered, what do I really want? What kind of home do I want to walk into? What kind of home do I want to surround myself with? So think of what kind of home and why. How will living in the kind of home you want to live in make you feel? Then what actions do you need to take to begin to have that kind of home? Just because you've lived as one person all your life doesn't mean you have to stay that person. I've told the story probably many times before. I was a mess when I was growing up. My poor mother, she was always, always, always on me to clean up my room, always. And then when I went off to college, something clicked. And I decided this is my space and I'm going to keep it neat. Now, I think one thing that really helped me do that was that, you know, you could only take so much to college. At least back in the day, we only took so much to college. We didn't fill it with all kinds of things to make us comfortable. We just went to college with clothes and a typewriter and a stereo if we were lucky. So I changed. And no matter how old you are, no matter what condition your home is in, you can change if you decide to do it. If you decide to start making your home the home you want it to be. And then what about you? What about your personal development? Rather than falling into the past victim mentality, where you have thoughts like, I don't have time. I really want to, but I can't. I have all these kids. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so stressed. I can't possibly pray. It's either pray or do everything else in my day. Just start taking care of yourself. Be future focused. What kind of woman do you want to be? And when you think of the kind of woman you want to be, what do you think she does in order to be that? She probably prays every day. She makes sure she does. She probably chooses to eat well and not junk and sugar. She probably makes time to get some kind of exercise in. Doesn't mean you have to go to the gym for an hour, but maybe you go walk 2 miles for a half hour, or even less than that if you're younger than me. Take time. Be future focused. Be the woman now that you want to be. Set goals to work towards the life you want. In your marriage, set a goal to be more connected, to be more understanding and empathetic, to have more fun, to have more intimacy on many levels. When you are intimate on many different levels, then intimacy in the bedroom is easy. In your motherhood, set the future-focused goal to clean up your own behavior before you start making demands on the children. And when I say that, what I mean is be consistent. Have clear criteria of what you want your children to be like. Write down a description of the kind of adults you want your children to be, then set action goals now. We call them do goals for your children to begin to become that kind of adult. How many years are you going to complain that you can't? Whatever can't is at any particular time, and whatever part of your life can't finds itself, put your big girl pants on and decide you can and you will. And don't stop trying until your goal is automatic in your life. And then create another goal and begin again. That's how we grow into the woman God is calling us to be, not by living in the past of who we have been, but by creating a new future of who we want to be, of who we're called to be. And as women, I believe we are called, we are capable, but we must be committed. And if you need help on achieving that future focus, of achieving goals of where you want your marriage and your parenting and your home life, of where you want to be as a woman, go to janetquinlan.com, check out the Work With Me page. You'll see two options. One is for one-on-one coaching, where you and I meet weekly for 50 minutes each week, and we work through your goals so that you can achieve them. Or come join our membership, Reimagine Motherhood, where each month I teach about a particular topic in those four pillars of our life, and then I coach. We meet weekly for 3 weeks of the month. And if you can't come, there are always replays to listen. Because even if you're not getting coached, when you're listening to someone else get coached, you can apply it to your own life. If you're looking for someone to walk beside you, to mentor you, to coach you, reach out. I can help. Take care. Do you have a life coach who helps you be the woman you want to be? The woman God has called you to be? Who helps you sort through your marriage or parenting difficulties and helps you create the mindset you need to embrace your vocation with joy and gratitude? If you're looking for a coach I would be so honored to help you. Email me at janet@findingjoyinmotherhood.com.